looking at me with their glossy eyes, they're gonna bury me. Dripping with Hennessy and ecstasy, they're gonna bury me. I guess I probably should have done my research. My kamikaze still, they're gonna bury me. I guess I should've watched where I was pissing. Instead I'm off the rock, I'm in a 53 foot dock. We had such an awesome night, and getting checked would be a disappointment. Oh, I understand the calm before the storm, because I like to hang out where it's warm. And I know that it's dark as me.
Hello, you're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is correct. This is a brand new song by Bomb the Music Industry. The name of the song is Everybody That I Love. And it looks like they have a new album coming out very soon. So I decided to play a brand new song. Today, I will be playing lots of music. Just really, they have lots of good music. And my friend Bryce Wong, who asked me, he said, okay, I would like to listen to your show, but unless you'll be... there will be not that much talking. So today I decided to make a present for my friend Bryce, played his one of his favorite band, Bomb the Music Industry, and play lots of music and less of me talking. Okay, so let's do that. Direct hit, the brand new song Saturn Says, from their fifth EP. And I guess I'll play this song right now. Direct hit on We All Fall Down. Hop.
Fuck you! Get bombed!
You gotta stay away. I got a voice. Ducks were Yeah. start a cultural kind of movement here, you can't do it in a legal setting.
They have a bylaw for everything here. It's suffocating.
Here we are, look, we're putting on a show. These kids are having a good time. Come shut us down again.
One of the cops was about where the stick was, and he said, "Can you back away from me? You're a little too close to my gun."
Get ready for a night of film, rock and roll, and mayhem to kick off and raise funds for the upcoming screening tour for the No Fun City documentary. Saturday, September 4th at the Rickshaw Theater. Screening at 7 p.m., bands at 9. This night will include performances by Vapid, Twin Crystals, Defectors, and The Furies, plus special guests. DJ J-Hag from 3 Inches of Blood will be DJing throughout the night. As well as raising funds for the film's upcoming tour, this event will be an opportunity to celebrate a thriving indie music community and a chance to raise awareness of local organizations such as the Safe Amplification Sight Society. No Fun City at the Rickshaw Theater, Saturday, September 4th. For more information and updates, please visit nofuncity.org.
The No Fun City screening is happening this Saturday, September 4th at the Rickshaw. And the girls, they were on We All Fall Down in May before the first screening of their movie. And it was very successful. Girls are doing just an amazing project about raising awareness about the local scene in Vancouver. And please come and support this event because they did a great job and this is a good movie. And it's all for us because we like music and we need more live music, and the girls, they're helping local promoters to raise awareness and to show that, yes, we need this music, we need local music. So yeah, it's happening at the Rickshaw September 4th, and from 7 to 9, I believe there's a movie, and 9 there's a show. Great chance to show everyone that we care and that we like music. Okay, let's quickly, I'll let you know what we played before, I guess. Yes, correct. So, the last song, it was Junior Battles. That was a new song called Passing Out from their brand new split with All Pioneers, their Canadian band. And I like them a lot. They released a 7-inch this year, and that's another 7-inch the split with All Pioneers. Before that, we had a brand new song by Captain We're Sinking. They're from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and the name of the song was The Ballad of Ichabod Crane. And it's a brand new song. And before that, there was Be My Doppelganger, another band I really like, and they're from Evansville, that's in Indiana. And some people think that their brand new album, No Composure, is one of the best albums of the year. And I think they're correct. That is a correct statement. Be My Doppelganger, one, not maybe not my favorite album of the year, but it's there. It's one of the strongest albums. No Composure, that's the name of the album. It came out on It's Alive Records. And the name of the song was, it was a very cheesy song, but a very good one. I like cheesy songs because I'm a cheesy gentleman. The name of the song was Turning 17. Very romantic and about kissing and the ergs. Before that, we heard the band D-Cracks. They're an Austrian pop-punk band from Vienna, and they're known as the Credence, and they forced to change their name in 2008 due to copyright problems. So now they're D-Cracks, and that was a brand new album, Attention Deficit Disorder, and the name of the song was Waiting For You. And before that, we heard the Dopamines, very short song, so I don't want to talk about it that much because it was just 50 seconds, probably the best 50 seconds of my day today. And the name of the album, which came out in June, Expect the Worst, it came out on Paper and Plastic, that was the Dopamines. And I opened the set of Direct Hit with their brand new 7-inch or EP, number 5, and that was the song Set and Says. Okay, let's listen to more music. I have a brand new song from Bad Religion. The name of the song is The Devil in Stitches, and the name of the brand new album, which comes out on Epitaph Records on September 28th, The Distant Man. That's the name of the album, and the name of the song again, The Devil in Stitches. Let's listen to this brilliant song, because Bad Religions are the best band in the history of music. That's what I think. Bad Religion on We All Fall Down, CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Eyes. And nothing you could say would get to her. Yeah! CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. So we just heard the comeback hit. They released this Tuesday. Their brand new album came out. It's in the stores right now. The name of the album is Symptoms and Plus Cures. The name of the song is All the Things Because of All the Things You Say. Yeah, that's the brand new album by, I'd say, my favorite Canadian hardcore band, and I think the best Canadian hardcore band from 2000s. Okay, don't get me wrong. We have DOA, so there's nothing really, no one really can compete. But anyways, Comeback Kid, an amazing band, and they're playing here very soon at the Rickshaw, September 10th. They're playing at the Wilhelm Scream, Madball, and Living with Lions. Before that, we heard two songs by No Friends and Off of Their Heads. They released a split 7-inch and they covered songs. So Off of Their Heads, they covered a song by Pegboy, and the name of the song was Fields, A Field of Darkness. And No Friends, they covered a Deg Nasty song, and the name of the song is Another Wrong. The 7-inch came out on No Idea Records. It's brown. That's the color of the 7-inch. Before that, there was a song by Big D and the Kids Table. They released a digital thing called Two Songs, One Download. So you can download per one click You can download two songs, both songs from their splits, from their 7-inches. One from Sky is Dead and the other one is Split 7-inch. And the name of the song was Lash Out. And from what I understand and from what I read on the internet and the other press informational resources, Big D and the Kid Stable, they have a brand new album coming out this fall. And before that, we heard the legendary, the magnificent, the most important band in punk rock, Bad Religion. And that was a very notable thing I said, but it's good. I like this. Bad Religion, their brand new album comes out September 28th on Epitaph Records. The name of the record is The Descent of Man, and that was a brand new song, The Devil and Stitches. Bad Religion, and they play in here with Off Their Heads and Bouncing Souls in November at the Commodore Ballroom. So be excited, because I am very excited. Yeah, let's play more music. As usual, in the end of the show, I like to play some bands which are playing in Vancouver very soon. And this weekend is amazing, because there's a couple very good shows happening, and sadly, they're both on the same day. I'll talk about the shows a little bit later when, after the music, I'll announce the upcoming shows. But right now, I want to play those bands, which we will hear. There's four of them, from what I understand, and they're all playing tomorrow. And if you like them, you can go and check them out live, because they're great. I would like to start with a band called The Split Ups. That's a local band, and the song is Televisual, from their brand new, I think that's their first 7-inch, just a P, and they're playing tomorrow. So I like the song a lot, hopefully you do too, and I'll see you tomorrow, hopefully at the show. But for now, The Split Ups, the song Televisual on We All Fall Down.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, hello, hello. This is that's almost it for We All Fall Down for today. We just heard Transmitters, their song Glamour Girls, Busy Singles. Before that, we heard The Spits from Seattle, School Zone from their fourth album. Before that, it was The Jolts, The Baby I'm a Loser from their brand new 7-inch. It's Yellow. And before that, we heard The Split Ups from their first EP, the song Televisual. I said that tomorrow there are two shows happening, and actually I was wrong. I've got there are probably more shows happening, but there's another good show happening. I've got a call from the listener, and thank you so much for calling and delivering a very really good information. So at the Biltmore tomorrow there's a really fun show happening. So it says, for the second time in a row, 12 local Vancouver bands on the Biltmore stage playing really smooth yacht rock, hits from 70s and 80s. Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, Journey, Holland Oates, Toto, Steely Dan, and Foreigner. So it looks like a whole bunch of local musicians doing an amazing version of songs from 70s and 80s, and that should be really fun. So that's tomorrow at the Biltmore, September 3rd. Thanks again for listening, and thanks again for calling in and telling me this. That's really good. So tomorrow, yeah, at the Biltmore, this crazy cover party is happening. Also, tomorrow at the Brandy's, the Split Ups, the Transmitters, and Street Legal Dirt Bike happening. Street Legal Dirt Bike, I am too excited for this band because it has the member from the Hextals. And everyone, all my friends know that I'm in love with Hextals, and so I need to be in love with their side project too. Transmitters and the Split Ups. Super excited for the show. The same night, tomorrow, the Spits from Seattle. And Defectors, Sex Charge at the Pets Pub. And yeah, we just heard the Spits. And still two shows, three shows. Very good shows happening tomorrow. And it's tough choice. So yeah. So definitely you need to go out tomorrow. And your choice to go where. As I said, September 4th, No Fun screening happening at the Rickshaw, 7 o'clock. To 9 there's a movie, and 9 o'clock bands playing. Again, please come out. No Fun City, an amazing movie, an amazing awareness the girls they're raising, and it's a very important thing for us, again, to show that we care and we need more live music. September 6th, Ted Leo and the Pharmaceutics at the Rickshaw, at the Funky Winkenburns Coliseum, and Burning Lava playing September 7th. September 10th, I have 5 shows this day on my paper. Wilhelm Scream, Comeback Kid, Madball, and Living the Lions at the Rickshaw. Also, September 10th, English Beat, Bad Manners, and Chris Murray at the Commodore Ballroom. September 10th, and same day, Modernet and Isotopes and Iron Rowan Studios. September 10th, The Zeros, Legendary Zeros playing at the venue. And September 10th, five good shows in one day. This is incredible. Titus Andronicus and Free Energy at the Biltmore Cabaret. September 11th, the Gaslight Anthem, they're playing at the Commodore Ballroom, but at 1 o'clock at HMV on Robson Street, that's in downtown. At 1 o'clock, they're doing an in-store performance, so if you want to see them for free, please come. HMV Robson, that's on Robson and Burrard. They will be playing a free show, and later that night, they're playing the Fake Problems and the Menzingers at the Commodore Ballroom. September 17th, Pennywise, Riverboat Gamblers, and Authority Zero playing at the Commodore Ballroom. And I have a couple tickets to give away, so that's what I'm planning to do next week. So please, if you're interested, call in tomorrow, next week, and you can go to see Pennywise without any financial investment on your side. That's it. I'm done. Thanks for listening. If you would like to check out the podcast and see what I played, you can see it on CITR.ca or at my blog at weallfalldown.citr.tumblr.com. And that's it. I would like to finish with the Canadian band McCracken's, local band from Vancouver. They are amazing. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.